Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 51. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Before we get started, I want to share a bit about my favorite book box, which is Book of the Month. Each month, I log into Book of the Month and pour through the selections of 5 books and pick 1 or 2 books per month. I pay $14.95 for one book and $9.95 for an additional book. Some of the books that I read, and you can pick them as your additional book, are The Book of Essie, which is an amazing and couldn't put down Christian reality TV show, and it's been mentioned a couple of times in this podcast. The When Katie Met Cassidy, which was a fun contemporary romance. The Kiss Quotient, which is an own voices romance featuring an autistic main character. Or you can always pick up my favorite book so far, which is The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which is historical fiction and is amazing. It's a 5-star read. If you're interested in joining Book of the Month, you just have to go to whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. Now let's get today's guest. Today's guest is Nicolette. Nicolette is the booktuber behind Falling Over Books, which is a channel that I've been following for the past couple years. She features contemporary romance, adult fiction, and some young adult fiction. One of my favorite posts that she shares is her upcoming releases each month. And I love it because I get to figure out what new romance novels are coming out each month, and I get to just buy them, which is awesome. In this episode, Nicolette shares her book recommendations, including romance. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Nicolette. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
So I'm 22 years old, and I live in Canada. I grew up on a farm, but now I live on in the city on my own. And I work at a clothing store, which I really love. I read about 100 books a year. And if I'm not reading or watching TV shows and movies, I'm usually living the true Canadian life and watching hockey or making YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So you have a booktube channel, Falling Over Books. When inspired to start a channel?
Yeah, I was kind of on Bookstagram for a little bit, and I really liked that, but I kind of found that I wasn't giving a lot to it, and I kind of got bored with it a little bit because you can only write so much in captions. Mm-hmm. So I'd been watching BookTube for a really long time, and my brother had just gotten a camera, and I asked him if I could borrow it, and I just started making YouTube videos. I just felt like there wasn't that many romance readers on BookTube and that talked about romance books and loved them. And I mean, there are a few, but I feel like there wasn't that many, and I just kind of wanted to add more to it and just share my love of romance books.
Yeah, I love your channel because it just shares my love for romance too. So I'm able to find books that are coming up because you share anticipated releases, but also your reviews and your shares about it. So it's kind of exciting. I look forward to seeing your videos.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's your favorite genre?
Definitely contemporary and romance, but I mean, I still read fantasy and stuff like that, but my favorite is definitely like contemporary and romance.
Awesome. What are your top 3 favorite books of all time?
I feel like that is the hardest question to answer as a reader.
Yeah.
And I feel like it always kind of changes. I have like a good top 10, but right now for like my top 3, I would probably say The Secret History by Donna Tartt, The Hating Game by Sally Thorne, and Some Kind of Perfect by Kristen Becker Ritchie.
I love Some Kind of Perfect. Well, I love the Addicted series. That's one of my favorite series of all time.
Yeah, I love it so much. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. And have you read the Like Us series also?
Yeah, I have actually. I don't love it as much as the Addicted series right now, but I still really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm looking for Jane's book. I think that maybe turning myself into more into it. But, you know, I enjoy the books. I enjoy knowing about the children now, seeing what's going on with them.
Yeah. 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 I feel the same way.
Awesome. Who are your go-to authors and which one are you out to buy?
I feel like my go-to and my auto-buys are very, like, similar. I mean, I love Abby Grimes. I've read almost all of her books. I love Christina Lauren. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer L. Armentrout, I really enjoy her books. And Lauren Lane, love her books.
Yeah.
And probably Casey West, too.
I love it. You have similar auto-buys for me. Casey West is one of them. Lauren Lane has been definitely my auto-buy. I've read pretty much all of her books. Mm-hmm. I invited her to come to the show, which I'm excited. She said yes. So we're scheduling that. But I love Christina Lauren. Yeah, I love Christina Lauren, her books. I haven't read her latest book, but and that's on my list to be read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their latest book is really, really good.
Okay, that's good to hear. Another guest mm-hmm. mentioned the same thing about that book, that it was really good to hear that it was past, present, just multiple timelines, and has a really good story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, favorite books that you have read in 2018 so far?
Love Life on the List by Casey West was really good.
Yep.
I loved Jock Rowe by Sarah Nye. And... Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. That was one of my favorites. And probably Misadventures of a College Girl by Lauren Rowe.
How was that? I've heard of it from another booktuber. How's that book?
Yeah, I really, really liked it. It was really refreshing. I feel like maybe I hadn't read a lot of new adult college books in a while, so that one was really refreshing to me. I really, really liked it. And the characters were great, and they were funny, and... I really liked the chemistry between the characters. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
Okay, I'm definitely going to put it on my TBR for this month.
Yeah.
What's your most anticipated release for 2018?
I have a few, but I'm going to say Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating by Christina Lauren. I don't really know what it's about, but I'm going to buy it anyways. And that comes out September 4th, I think. So I'm really excited for that one. And then... I'm also really excited for Time's Convert by Deborah Harkness. It's a spinoff of the All Souls trilogy, and it's like a paranormal historical fiction, I think. It's about vampires, and that comes out September 25th.
That's awesome. What's the most disappointing read?
I feel like it was Sweet Little Thing by Abby Grimes. I mean, I love Abby. I've read pretty much all of her books. But that one was definitely probably the most disappointing. I mean, she hyped it up so much, and I just feel like I didn't love it as much as I'd hoped. But I'll still read all of her books, so.
Yeah, I'm looking for her new Phil Party series. I love that series that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So I'm looking forward to that one. So,
mm-hmm.
So what book should my listeners pick up and add to their TBR?
I feel like because I read a lot of romance, it's hard to like recommend certain ones, but I feel like The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid is a really good one. It's not, you know, really heavy on romance. It's more about a character's journey. It follows a journalist who gets the opportunity to interview an old Hollywood starlet and to interview her about her life and all of that. It's just such a beautiful and wonderful book. I love it so much. I cried while reading it, and I just feel like everybody should read it.
I have that book, actually. It was a book of the month last year. So it's been on my TBR for a year, and I heard such amazing things about that book that I just know I need to pick it up. I love her other books. I love Love Interrupted and One True Loves. Have you read those two?
I've read one of her books. I think it was One True Loves, and I did really enjoy it. That was the first book I read by her.
Yeah.
But The Seven Husbands is definitely her best book, I feel like. It's so good.
That's really good to hear. So tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me at Falling Over Books on Instagram, Goodreads, and YouTube, and I'm at Falling Over Book with no S on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicolette, for a great interview. For show notes and a list of book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. In the comments, go ahead and share your own go-to romance recommendations. I can't wait to read them all. If you would like to support this podcast, please consider reviewing it on iTunes. It is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by the audience, and it only takes 2 minutes. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.